ponder and reflect upon the call that Christ extends to us. In the gospel, we see the young man, the rich young man, who is eager to follow Jesus. He is zealous, and he says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" So this young man is questioning what he must do to enter eternal life, what he has to do. And it seems by this, he's eager to do whatever he is asked of him, that he wants to be perfect, he wants to be holy, he wants to do all that is asked, that he is required to do. And then Jesus responds to him, first, to inherit eternal life, he gives us the commandments, that we must obey the commandments of God, and strive to implement daily the commandments of God in avoiding mortal sin, in overcoming and rejecting mortal sin. And of course, Jesus just quotes a few of the commandments, but of course in this he's including all of them. And then the young man, still eager to prove himself, he says, "I have observed these from my youth." And then Jesus looks at him with love and says, "You are lacking one thing. Go, give what you have to the poor, and come follow me." Now, the man's face fell, and he went very sad, because he had many possessions. In this, we see divine wisdom. This young man, who was so eager to do all that was asked of him, there was one thing that he could not do. That was to give up his possessions. When Jesus called him to the highest perfection by giving away his possessions, he was not able to separate himself from his earthly possessions. His earthly possessions he treasured more than following Christ. They were more important to him than reaching perfection. And he goes away sad because he leaves Jesus. In this we see divine wisdom. We can never find happiness if we choose other things above Jesus. We can never find happiness in this world if we put the material things of this world before God. And as the young man went away sad, we will always find sadness of heart when we turn away from the call of Christ. Each of us are being called by Christ. Our Lord invites each of us daily to follow him, to give our life to him, to conform ourselves to him. And within that vocation, he calls each of us to give up of something. Whatever that may be, each of us will know in our hearts as we reflect. But whatever it may be, our Lord also knows that in this we will have true joy and happiness. It is in relinquishing ourselves, it is relinquishing what our desires, that we find true happiness in following Christ. Now, the gospel also must be made to understand that our Lord is not saying that for rich people they will not get to heaven. But what he's making us know is that it's the danger for people who are wealthy is that their treasure becomes their God. And in their wealth, they lose sight of the eternal truths, they lose sight of heaven, that this earth as it is becomes their paradise. And they think that they have all that they have, they don't need God in their life. Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus said, "We need the rich to help the poor. God blesses those who have wealth in order that they might do good with their wealth, that they might give assistance to the poor and the needy, and help with apostolates, and help with the works of the church." So that one is rich, it's not an immediate condemnation, but it's also a responsibility to be generous in helping those in need, in helping the poor, in helping whatever charities the Lord may inspire them with. and in this they will find true joy and happiness in their generosity and giving and to those in need and helping with the works of the church. Today all of us us our call to remember that Christ has invited each of us to follow him, and that this invitation is to be where we find our true happiness and joy. Let us today respond to Christ in the only way we can, in invitation of Our Lady. She gave her yes to God at the Annunciation. She gave her yes to God at the foot of the cross, and she will give each of us that grace to say yes to God, whatever he may be asking of us. But one thing is for sure, we will not find happiness if we separate ourselves from Christ. We will not find any joy in this world if we turn our back like the young man and leave Jesus behind. May we ask Our Lady to grant us that grace to say yes to Jesus, no matter what he asks of us. And in this we know we too shall have happiness and the promise that he gives of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.